Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike targeting a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels has killed at least 70 detainees and wounded dozens. The strike was part of a pounding aerial offensive that knocked the Arab world's poorest country off the internet. The intense campaign comes after the Iran-backed Houthis claimed a drone and missile attack that struck inside the capital of the United Arab Emirates earlier this week. The health minister in the Houthi government, which controls Yemen's north and the capital of Sana'a, says 70 detainees were killed and scores wounded. The Saudi-led coalition later claimed that the Houthis hadn't told international authorities the site needed to be protected from airstrikes. In a warning from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Russia, he said that Moscow would face a swift and severe united response if it invades Ukraine. It came after top U.S. and Russian diplomats agreed Friday to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, even though their meeting produced no movement in the crisis that has seen Moscow mass tens of thousands of troops at the border and the West ramp up supplies of weapons to Kyiv. With fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met for about 90 minutes in Geneva at what the American said was a critical moment. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after that, offering some hope that any invasion would be delayed for at least a few more days. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we'd like to invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida have used their first formal meeting to discuss concerns about China's growing military assertiveness. Kishida says they spent a significant amount of their 80-minute call Friday on issues surrounding China. The U.S. and Japan are concerned about China's increasing aggression toward Taiwan. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the current world is much more chaotic and much less predictable than during the Cold War between the former Soviet Union and the United States, and it's dangerous because there are no instruments to deal with crises. He told reporters that the Cold War was between two opposing blocs where there were clear rules and mechanisms to prevent conflict. It never became hot, he said, because there was a certain level of predictability. He said he wouldn't call the dangerous situation today a cold or hot war, but probably a new form of tepid confrontation. Government and business leaders have urged global cooperation on climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery at the World Economic Forum's virtual gathering this week. Speeches and discussions from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres moved online after COVID-19 concerns delayed the group's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Big ideas were debated this week, but no concrete deals on how to act. Germany's chancellor pushed for a new global climate club. Many leaders urged joint efforts to combat the inequalities of the pandemic, and inflation was a big issue for the global economy. Three new studies offer more evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are standing up to the Omicron variant, at least among people who have gotten booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the studies Friday. The results echo previous research, including studies in Germany, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. They also found available vaccines are less effective against Omicron than they were against earlier versions of the coronavirus. One of the papers did find that two doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered no significant protection against Omicron. Several studies have concluded, though, that a booster can significantly improve protection. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.